Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, My Husband's Secret Affair with Another Woman, A Marriage of Betrayal. Infidelity and Revenge Romance is a contemporary romance drama by Ella Amafa, published as part of the Her Marriage in Crisis series. The book centers on a marriage that appears stable from the outside, but is exposed as deeply compromised by betrayal, secret intimacy, and family manipulation. Its premise is built around emotional crisis rather than light romantic conflict, making it a fit for readers who prefer high-angst relationship fiction with strong reactive stakes. The story is framed around a wife discovering evidence that her husband has been involved with another woman, which sets off a chain of confrontation, revenge, and eventual emotional recalibration. As with much of the series, the focus is on marital fracture, social embarrassment, and the difficult process of deciding whether a damaged relationship can be repaired. The book positions itself squarely in the infidelity romance niche, where the appeal comes from dramatic tension, moral reckoning, and the promise of a resolution. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, marriage as crisis rather than marriage as comfort. The novel is structured around the collapse of trust inside a marriage, which makes the relationship itself the main source of conflict. Instead of using romance to provide emotional safety, the book begins by removing that safety and forcing the reader to confront what betrayal does to a committed partnership. This is important because the central tension is not whether the couple will fall in love, but whether the wife can survive the emotional shock of discovering infidelity and still make a meaningful decision about her future. That framing gives the story a harsher, more confrontational tone than conventional romance. It also allows the book to explore how betrayal changes the ordinary meaning of vows, domestic stability, and shared identity. In this kind of narrative, marriage becomes a site of testing rather than reassurance, and that shift is what drives both the drama and the emotional payoff. Secondly, infidelity revealed through secret messages and hidden double lives. A key device in the book is the discovery of the affair through private phone messages and other concealed signals of wrongdoing. This matters because the story depends on secrecy. The husband presents one version of himself publicly while maintaining another life in private. That contrast creates a familiar but effective suspense mechanism in romance drama, where digital evidence becomes the trigger for emotional collapse. The hidden communication also reinforces the theme that betrayal is not only physical but informational, since the wife has been denied the truth about her own relationship. By using secret messages as the reveal, the novel turns ordinary technology into a symbol of deception and disconnection. The result is a plot that emphasizes how modern infidelity often leaves traces before it is openly admitted, and how those traces can be more devastating than a confession because they force the betrayed partner to piece together the truth alone. Thirdly, family conspiracy and betrayal inside the social circle. The book does not limit the betrayal to the marriage alone. It extends the conflict into family and friendship networks, especially through the involvement of the other woman being tied to the heroine's sister's social circle. This widens the emotional damage because the betrayal becomes communal rather than private. When the affair is linked to people who should have been safe or loyal, the heroine loses trust in more than one relationship at once. That escalation gives the novel a stronger revenge romance edge, since the protagonist is not only responding to a cheating spouse but also to a wider pattern of concealment and collusion. The story therefore examines how family loyalty can be distorted when people protect the wrong person, minimize harm, or participate in the deception. In practical narrative terms, this makes the conflict more intense because the heroine must navigate both romantic betrayal and the collapse of the support system around her. Fourthly, strong female lead, revenge framing, and emotional self-protection. The heroine is positioned as a strong central figure whose response to betrayal is active rather than passive. That matters because revenge romance depends on agency. The emotional satisfaction comes from watching the wronged partner reclaim dignity, make decisions, and refuse to remain trapped in humiliation. The book appears to follow that model by emphasizing the wife's anger, self-respect, and willingness to confront what has happened instead of quietly absorbing it. This gives the story a moral center in which personal boundaries become more important than preserving appearances. The revenge element also works as a corrective mechanism, allowing the heroine to answer deception with exposure, withdrawal, or decisive refusal. In this genre, strength is not just about being emotionally tough, it is about recognizing manipulation and no longer allowing the marriage to define one's worth. That is one reason the book appeals to readers who want catharsis as well as romance tension. Lastly, slow burn tension, steamy conflict, and a romance ending shaped by repair. The book is described as combining slow burn tension with steamy scenes and a happily ever after outcome, which creates a specific emotional structure. Slow burn matters here because the relationship cannot simply reset after betrayal. Emotional closeness has to be rebuilt, tested, and justified. That makes the romance more about aftermath than immediate attraction. the steamy element raises the intensity, but it is used against a background of mistrust, so desire and resentment coexist rather than resolving quickly. This tension is one of the main reasons the book fits its niche readers, get the emotional volatility of infidelity romance without losing the promise of resolution. The HEA ending also signals that the story is not purely punitive. Instead, it suggests a final stage of accountability, reconciliation, or personal closure that gives the reader a sense of completion. Compared with lighter romance, this structure is more confrontational and emotionally abrasive, which is exactly what defines the book's appeal. In conclusion, this book will most strongly appeal to readers who already enjoy high-angst contemporary romance, marriage and crisis plots, and stories built around infidelity, humiliation, and emotional reckoning. It is especially suitable for readers who want a heroine with clear boundaries and a plot driven by betrayal inside both marriage and family networks. The main practical value of the book is emotional rather than instructional. It explores the psychology of deceit, the damage caused by secrecy, and the difficult process of deciding whether trust can be rebuilt after a public or private collapse. And acting in what makes it stand out in its category is a combination of intense marital betrayal, social entanglement, and a revenge romance framework that still promises a satisfying resolution. Many similar books rely only on cheating drama, but this one leans into the wider consequences of hidden relationships, family favoritism, and the heroine's right to choose herself. For readers who want a fast-moving, emotionally charged novel with clear stakes and a strong payoff, it fits the niche well. If you would like to support Ella Amifa, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.